Cale Clark here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Relevant Radio and get a free phone. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
That's right. Welcome to the Cale Clark Show for this Tuesday. I'm so happy to be with you. It's May the 9th, 2023. And I want to remind you that even though it's Pledge Drive, you can still call that listener line. We had a lot of great calls yesterday, and I know we're going to have more today. In fact, I am 100% sure of that because it's Tuesday Trivia Night. We haven't done this in a while, but I thought I'd pull it out just for you. So I'll hand out some trivia questions in just a little bit, plus much, much more coming up on the show. Once again, the listener line to call, though, is 888-914-9149. Also, follow me on Twitter at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. And the show account is at Cale Clark Show. Email, always appropriate. Good to hear from you. Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com is the email address. We're going to start off this hour, as we always do each hour during our Give Hope Pledge Drive, by asking for Our Lady's intercession, not only for an end to abortion in the United States and all around the world, but also for a successful Pledge Drive so we can keep Relevant Radio on the air. So let's pray a memorare together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was ever left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come. Before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Whew, I actually remember to say it. Sometimes I forget in my excitement. But I'm so glad to be with you today on the Cale Clark Show. We're going to answer a really important question today on the show as well. And it really kind of stems from the gospel reading from today at Mass. A lot of people think today's gospel shows that Jesus did not claim to be divine. He said, the Father is greater than I. Is he really saying he's not God? Don't be so sure of that. He is divine. He knows it. I'm going to explain what this really means, because we get hit with this passage a lot when we're talking to non-Catholics, non-Christians. Going to get more into that in just a couple of minutes, plus much, much more. But I think what I'll do right now, I'm going to give out the questions, at least the first three questions. I don't want to inundate young Thomas, who's working the phones for us today. 888-914-9149. If you want to get in on this trivia question challenge on this Trivia Tuesday, you're going to want to call that number, 888-914-9149. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give out just the first three questions, and then we'll have some more later. But here they are. And so, Thomas, if you're answering the phones, I'm going to give them out as questions 1, 2, and 3. Okay, 1, 2, and 3. And so, if you're calling in, just say, I'm answering question number one, if that's the one you want to answer. Okay, so we'll make it as simple as possible. All right, so here's the first trivia question. Oh, producer Jim, I should have got you to get some Jeopardy music or something. But anyways, we'll do that later in the show. All right, so here's question number one. In what book of the Bible do we read the words, for the love of money is the root of all evil? In what book of the Bible do we read these words, quote, for the love of money is the root of all evil, end of quote? All right, so that's question number one. Question number two, Tuesday Trivia on the Cale Clark Show, is this. This is question two. The poles that were used in carrying the Ark of the Covenant were made out of what kind of wood? I'm going to repeat that question. This is question two. The poles that were used to carry the Ark of the Covenant were made of what kind of wood? Now, if you haven't read the Old Testament, maybe you've seen Raiders of the Lost Ark. I don't think they talk about the kind of wood, but that's the question. That's question number two. All right, and here's question number three. And you can call in and grab your spot. And here's what we're going to do. As you're calling in, as you're claiming your spot, as you're going to try to answer these questions and gain eternal glory for yourself by answering them. We're going to give you some time to call in, and I'm going to talk about some other stuff. Timory's going to join me in just a couple minutes for a little chat, and then just after the break, we will have you guys come on to answer the first three questions. All right, so here's question number three. Question number three in our Tuesday Trivia Challenge. At what time of day did Eutychus, now you all know who Eutychus is, right? At what time of day did Eutychus go to sleep and fall out of the window? All right, now that's a pretty tough one. So if you can get this one, you are absolutely master's level here. At what time of day did Eutychus go to sleep and fall out of the window? That's question number three. So once again, question number one, in what book of the Bible do we read the words, "For the love of money is the root of all evil"? And try not to cheat. Try not to use Dr. Google to find the answer. Question number two, the poles used to carry the Ark of the Covenant were made out of what kind of wood? And question number three, at what time of day did Eutychus go to sleep and fall out of the window? All right, so those are the first questions for Trivia Tuesday, and we will answer those later. You're calling in right now to grab your place in line, 888-914-9149. So if you're on the line, stay there, and we will get to you and your answers. And hopefully they're the right answers in just a couple of minutes. But I do want to talk about today's gospel, because once again, we get hit with this a lot on a regular basis. There are all kinds of people who doubt the divinity of Christ. Did Jesus himself deny his divinity by saying that the Father is greater than I? And of course, in today's gospel, it's a perfect time to talk about this, because this comes to us from John chapter 14. It's really a beautiful passage on this Tuesday of the fifth week of Easter already. Man, I can't believe it. It's almost Pentecost. All right, here's what Jesus says here in John chapter 14. This is today's gospel reading. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." All right, so that's a beautiful passage, and there's a lot we could say about this, but I want to focus in on this one line. When Jesus says, "If you loved me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I." And of course, atheists, agnostics, non-Christians, people who belong to different religions, Muslims, Jehovah's Witnesses believe that Jesus is actually Saint Michael the Archangel. They're super confused about his identity. We did a whole series about that on the Faith Explained program a while ago. All of this, the question of the divinity of Christ, and this is a tough one to explain. When Jesus says in John 14:28, "The Father is greater than I." Well, how do we explain this in light of what we know is the divinity of Christ? Well, I'm going to actually turn to maybe an unlikely source here in order to explain this to you. It's actually a former debate partner of our own Patrick Madrid. That's right, the host of the Patrick Madrid Show. He has debated this guy a lot in the past, back in the 80s, maybe even into the 90s. James White. I don't know if you ever heard of James White. He's a reformed Protestant Christian. I certainly don't agree with his views on the Catholic Church, and neither does Patrick Madrid. That's the substance of a lot of their debates over the years. But hey, here's the thing. All truth is God's truth, and non-Catholic Christians often can give really great explanations for what we might call mere Christianity, things that we can use. And so he actually, in a work that he wrote, James White, called The Forgotten Trinity, he explains this verse and what it really means. And like a lot of times when people misinterpret the Bible, they take verses out of context. And there's an old saying, if you take a verse out of context, it becomes a pretext for a proof text. It becomes a pretext for maybe coming up with a heresy here. All right, so This passage, again, comes up a lot. And here's what James White says, quote, "Most of the time, we only see this passage partially quoted. Partially quoted. The last few words are recited as if they by themselves settled for all the question of the deity of Christ. The Father is greater than I." And by that, of course, you mean this is the only part of the verse that's usually quoted, John 14:28, when Jesus says, "The Father is greater than I." James White continues, quote, "Doesn't that say it all? No one is greater than God. Therefore, Jesus can't possibly be God if, in fact, there is anyone greater than him. How could it get any simpler than that? But such an argument ignores what Jesus himself is saying. Why does he refer to the Father as being greater than he is? He does so because he is reproaching the disciples for their selfishness." For their selfishness. I bet you haven't thought of it that way. James White goes on to say, "He had told them that he was going back to the presence of the Father. If they truly loved him and were not simply thinking about themselves, this announcement would have caused them to rejoice. Why? Because the Father is greater than the Son. And now we can see what the term greater means here. If it meant better, as in a higher type of being, these words would have no meaning. Why would the disciples rejoice because Jesus was going to see a being who was greater than he? Why would that cause rejoicing? But the term does not refer to better, but greater, as in positionally greater." Okay, what he's really talking about here is the where, when he says the Father is greater than I. James White again, quote, "The Son was returning back to the place he had with the Father before the world was." See John 17:5. "He would no longer be walking the dusty roads of Galilee, surrounded by sin and sickness and misery. He would no longer be subject of attack and ridicule by legions of scribes and Pharisees. Instead, he would be at the right hand of the Father in heaven itself." So we see that the term greater, when Jesus says the Father is greater than I, the term greater speaks to the position of the Father in heaven over against the position of the Son on earth. The Son had voluntarily laid aside his divine prerogatives and humbled himself by entering into human flesh. He would soon be leaving this humbled position, returning to his position of glory. If the disciples had been thinking about the ramifications of Jesus' words, they would have rejoiced that he was going to such a place. Instead, they were focused upon themselves and their own needs, not upon the glorification of their Lord. End of quote. That is bang on, I think. And on the Faith Explained right now, we're going through the book of Philippians, St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. And today was a really fun episode. You're going to want to check that out for sure. But this whole idea of the Carmen Christi in Philippians chapter 2, the song of Christ, the self-emptying, the kenosis of Christ. We had an episode about that as well. How he takes on human nature and even submits to death on a cross, and then God exalts him. He descends into greatness. God exalts him once again back to his right hand, his resurrected body. So it's basically just pre-Easter selfish thinking on the part of the apostles. Like when they said, who's the greatest? Can we have cool corner offices in the temple? No, actually the whole thing is not going to be standing anymore. It's going to be knocked down. What? Same with this. You know, when they're really kind of just being selfish about him going back to the Father. And Jesus says, hey, if you loved me, you'd be happy about this. And so let's get it straight. All right, you're listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. We're going to have the answers to our first round of Tuesday trivia questions in just a moment. But right now, I'm joined by Timory. But first, I know, producer Jim just said in my ear, no, not yet. No, first, it's Father Rocky, and here he is.
Hi, Father Rocky here, asking you to give hope. Our spring pledge drive is underway, and we have matching funds this hour, so your gift gets doubled. Please help us with our operating costs by making a tax-deductible donation at relevantradio.com or on the app, or by calling 877-291-0123. We've got a special gift for you if you can give at the $50 a month level. It's a Real Presence arched diptych. Beautiful image of our Lord on one side with his words from the Last Supper and an image of a stunning chalice in the Holy Eucharist on the other side. It would look beautiful on an end table or a nightstand or on your mantle. We'll send you the Real Presence Arch Diptych for a gift of $50 a month or more to Relevant Radio, and it's a great hour to give. We have a dollar-for-dollar match this hour, so your gift to Relevant Radio will be doubled. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123.
Clark, during the Cale Clark Show, we are so excited to be with you and ask you to join us in giving hope. Hope at a time when people desperately need it. You know, faith in God is down, financial crisis is up in the culture, but people turn to Relevant Radio and they say, I need to look at the positive perspective that even in the face of trying times, whatever it might be for you, that you have hope and that you see God is that hope. And so if you want to continue to support the work we're doing here, to have that hope, to support, be inspired by that, especially with the Cale Clark Show and digging into your faith, give us a call to donate. The number is 888-291-0123.
That's right, 877-291-0123. Easy to conflate those numbers with the listener line. 877-291-0123 or the Relevant Radio app, relevantradio.com. There's never a lineup. You're definitely going to get through. Our phone lines are super busy. So go online. Plus, if you donate online, Timmer, you're going to get a special gift from Monsignor James Shea, a beautiful talk, which we'll deliver to you through email, MP3. It's on the glories of Mary. It's perfect for this month of May. You know, Timmer, I got to tell you, this past weekend, Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Omaha himself, Berkshire Hathaway, he and his good pal Charlie Munger, they hosted thousands, tens of thousands of investors, as they always do every year. They come to Omaha, Nebraska to hear his wisdom. What are you investing in? What should you buy more Apple stock? And they talk about all this stuff. Well, how about making an investment in eternity, eternal souls that will live forever? And you can do that. And you can get a 100% return on your investment. Not even Warren Buffett can promise that, because every dollar is matched 100% because of a generous donor who wants to double your impact. So think about the work that we do with souls every day on Relevant Radio. It's only possible because of you. We're only on our 200 stations because of you. We're only expanding our reach because of you. Without you, it simply doesn't happen. So if your heart's starting to thump, it's time to make the jump. Jump to the phone, 877-291-0123, or go to relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. Donate now. You can see all the Pledge Drive premiums, one of them Father Rocky just talked about. Check them out. These are our gifts to you when you come in at different levels. And Timmy, we want to try to get to $33,000 this hour. Why? Because Jesus lived for 33 years on earth before the resurrection. And that would be a record hour, by the way, for this hour. So let's try to make it happen together. 877-291-0123, the Relevant Radio app and relevantradio.com. Help us right now, as only you can, to give hope.
This is the Cale Clark Show, giving you the confidence you need to bring the faith into everyday life.
I love that song, little One Republic from the Top Gun Maverick soundtrack. What a great film that was. And that was fun. You know what else is fun? Tuesday trivia. And you guys are jamming the phone lines right now with answers to our first three questions. 888-914-9149 is the listener line. 888-914-9149. All right. Let's go to Kathy on line three in New Mexico. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hey, welcome. Can you hear me? I sure can. Welcome to Tuesday Trivia on the Cale Clark Show. All right, now which question did you want to answer? One, two, or three?
I think I know the answer to the first two, but I want to answer number two, but I cannot really say the word, but I can spell it.
Okay, well, let me just repeat the question for our listeners just to refresh their memory. Question number two was, the poles used in carrying the Ark of the Covenant were made out of what kind of wood? Kathy, can you tell me?
It's ACIPIA or something like that. Arcadia, yeah. Wood. I can't say it.
Close enough. We went to the judges and they say, ding, ding, ding. We accept that answer. It's acacia wood. Yeah, and on our Exodus series on the Faith Explained, you can go back in the archives, check it out on relevantradio.com. went through how God wanted the ark to be constructed, how it was to be made, the tabernacle, all that stuff. All that stuff. It was amazing. So Acacia Wood. And you can read about that in Exodus chapter 25, verses 10 through 16. So, Kathy, congratulations. You are a champion here on this trivia contest, but your prize is nothing more than simple pride, because as a charity, I wish I could give you a t-shirt or something like that. I can't. But I'll tell you what, if you donate to Relevant Radio, you can grab a Pledge Drive Premium. Check them out on relevantradio.com. I love it. Kathy, thank you so much for calling. All right. Who is next? Young Thomas? Young Thomas is working the phones. By the way, Thomas, I'm going to have you tell your grocery story at some point this week, because it'd be great for Pledge Drive, all right? So, all right, just keep that in mind. Mary Kay! I don't know if this is Mary Kay Cosmetics or... No, I don't think so. Mary Kay, where are you calling from? You're calling from Rialto, California. Welcome
yes,
to the
I
program.
Am.
All right. Now, which one do you want to try? Which question? We already did number two.
I'll do number three.
Okay, number three. All right. So question number three, once again, was, at what time of day did Eutychus go to sleep and fall out of the window? Do you know?
Midnight.
Yeah, right at the stroke of midnight. You are correct. Ding, 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 ding. You need a bell or something, Jim. I got to get one. That is in Acts chapter 20. Now, by the way, I got to read this, Mary Kay, because the people are probably like, who is Eutychus? What is this all about? This is one of the funniest stories in the entire Bible. I absolutely love this. And this is in Acts chapter 20. All right, let's check it out. Here we go. Okay, so here it says this in verse 7. This is Acts of the Apostles chapter 20, verse 7. On the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread, Paul talked with them, intending to depart on the next day, and he prolonged his speech until midnight. Paul's like, I just got to preach for a couple minutes, get you all fired up before I go. A sermon that goes on until midnight. There were many lights in the upper chamber where we were gathered, and a young man named Eutychus was sitting in the window. He sank into a deep sleep as Paul talked still longer. And being, it's almost like Luke when he's writing this is like, as Paul kept droning on, it's almost like he wants to say, as Paul talked still longer and being overcome by sleep, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. He fell out of the third story window and he died. But Paul went down and bent over him and embracing him said, "Do not be alarmed, for his life is in him." And when Paul had gone up and broken bread and eaten, he conversed with them a long while until daybreak and so departed. And they took the lad away alive. We're not a little comforted. So he brings him back to life, and then he keeps preaching again until dawn. Unbelievable. Okay, a little glitch in the matrix there, but we're going to keep going. So, hey, if somebody falls asleep during the show, I don't feel bad because it happened to a better man than I. That's for sure, St. Paul. So, Mary Kay, congratulations. You got that right. Way to go. Okay, we got to move quick now. We need somebody to get question number one. Frank in Philadelphia. Hey, Frank, welcome to the program.
Thank you. The Phils will beat the Blue Jays tonight. But
that's a low
blow. The ladies are doing good. They got two right. I guess I'm going to break the streak and give you a wrong answer.
In what book of the Bible do we read the words, "For the love of money is the root of all evil"? You got 20 seconds, Frank.
The Jeopardy angels kept telling me, Revelations, 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 and that's my final answer, Revelations.
Unfortunately, that is not the right answer. It's actually first, by the way, I commend you not Googling this, you know, very honest player here. It's 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. The love of money is the root of all evil, not money itself. Money's neutral. It's just a tool. We need it to survive. We need it to keep Relevant Radio going. That's what we're going to talk about in just a second. So thanks for playing. Hey, we're going to have more trivia after the break. So hang tight. It's a lot of fun right now on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. God bless you. Hang tight. We're still going.
I'm back. This is Tim Ray from Trending with Tim Ray, joining Cale Clark. 43 people have stepped forward this hour. We're working our way to our goal of 33,000, and we need about, 26,000 over the next half hour to make that happen.
A thousand a minute. We can do it.
Yeah,
I think we can do it, Timory.
We could do that. $1,000 a minute. If you have $1,000 right now, donate. If not, three of you can donate $365, a dollar a day, and we will make up that gap, all coming together to support the Cale Clark Show. The best, easiest way to give is relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or give us a call the old-fashioned way. Get your pen out. Get your keyboard, whatever you touch screen, 877-291-0123 is that line, and we are waiting to take your call now.
Hey, I got to say this, Timory. Peggy in Orangevale, California has just donated $600 as a recurring gift. That is unbelievable. Thank you, Peggy. That becomes $1,200 because for these last few minutes of the hour, we only got about half the show left. So every dollar is matched 100%. Also, Joseph in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, coming in with an online gift of $600. Thank you, Joseph. Mm-hmm. That also becomes $1,200. And hopefully that will get us to our goal. We got to get to $33,000. $1,000 for every year of our Lord's life. Why not? Let's do it. An anonymous donor in Chicago came in a $10 donation. Thank you so much for that. That's also an online gift. Hey, listen, I know that, like we talked about last night, it's been tough for a lot of you. And if you can't afford to give, please give us the donation of your prayers. We need your prayers more than anything. And maybe you could pray that God will move the hand of somebody who has the means. We've all been through tough times. We've all been through financial reversals, losses of jobs, things like that. I've been through it. I'm sure you have as well. So we totally understand. And we want to keep Relevant Radio 100% free for you always. And so the way that we do that is by generous donors stepping forward. So maybe God's starting to nudge you saying, you know, I could give a little bit more right now. I could give maybe a large gift of $5,000 or $10,000 or even $20,000 that will be matched 100%. No greater investment in the kingdom. No greater investment in eternity. 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app right now, Timory.
Ann from St. Paul, Minnesota just said yes to supporting the Cale Clark Show. Thank you for your donation. Others like Rosemarie say, hey, Mr. Cale, I am a revert like yourself. Bravo. Oh, wow. Keep up the great work. You teach some pretty profound things.
Hey, there's nothing profound about me. It's all from our Lord. I'll tell you that. But thank you very much, Rosemarie. God bless each and every one of you as you're giving right now. And thank you, Timory, for joining me. RelevantRadio.com and the Relevant Radio app, 877-291-0123. Hi, this is Cale Clark. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. They're a pro-life phone company, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to Relevant Radio or another pro-life charity of your choice. For a limited time, new customers who mention offer code Relevant Radio get a free phone with free activation and free shipping. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Yeah. As Jim said just a moment ago, call in right now. This is the listener line. We got some more Bible trivia coming up on this Tuesday trivia night. 888-914-9149. Once again, 888-914-9149. You're going to put us on speed dial. All right, here are the next three questions. Question number four. What two men were candidates for the position of the 12th apostle after Judas's death? Which two men were candidates, and obviously only one was chosen, for the position of the 12th apostle after Judas's death? All right, that's question number four. And please indicate to young Thomas when he answers your phone call, 888-914-9149, which question you're trying to answer. One question per person, please. Yeah, I want to have all three. No, I can't have all three. Next question, question five. Question number five. Earthly treasures, the Bible says, are destroyed by three things. And we've been talking about investing in eternity at relevantradio.com, the app, through our pledge drive this hour. Keep us on the air. But earthly treasures are destroyed by three things. What are they? What are the three things? All right, that's question number five. And question number six. In what book of the Bible do you find these words? Quote, man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. End of quote. In which book of the Bible do you find these words? Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So you can call in and answer one of those three questions. And once again, that number to call, 888-914-9149. And as you're calling in, I just want to share something of audio interest. I don't know if you guys attended the Walk to Mary, but over 5,000 people did this past Saturday. And Patrick Alog, who usually works on the show, he's usually answering the phones, not with us today, probably because he's too tired from walking the Walk to Mary. Now, he's got some other responsibilities today. Maggie on her honeymoon, so he's filling in for her on Drew's show. But Patrick was kind of our man on the street, our man on the journey, our man on the Walk to Mary. And he interviewed a lot of the pilgrims. And hey, if you were there, if you were walking on that walk and you have a story to share about it, call in as well. 888-914-9149. But here's Patrick interviewing one of the pilgrims named Anna. Check this out.
And what is your name, ma'am?
Anna Lamboy.
And Anna, where are you from?
New Jersey.
Now, did you come all the way from New Jersey to Green Bay for the Walk to Mary?
Yes, I did.
How many times have you done this?
This is my first time, actually. I've been wanting to come for the last 4 years, so I finally made it.
What inspired you to do this?
I actually was used to doing it in Costa Rica, where my mom is from. It was nice to know that in the U.S. we do that too. So that's why I came.
What inspirations have you gotten out of the first 14 miles?
You need endurance. You definitely need endurance. And thought of the way to the cross. Really, if he could have done it, we should not be complaining.
What has it been like meeting pilgrims from all over the country?
A lot of people have come from all over. It's amazing, yeah. Close and also from far, yeah.
What do you say to people who are listening to this and are thinking about doing it in 2024? They're 50-50. What do you say to them?
To come. Definitely come. It is an experience, yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick, for that interview with Anna from New Jersey. She went from New Jersey to Wisconsin to the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion for the Walk to Mary. And no complaints from her, that's for sure. She had a great time. And Father Rocky emailed all of us here at Relevant Radio to tell us about how wonderful it really was. And he said, despite the fact that there was a little bit of rain, pray to Our Lady of Fair Skies to keep it clear. There was a little bit of rain, but that's okay. He said, nobody complained. Nobody complained, not one person that he heard. So that was awesome. And I think a lot of people appreciated the fact that, hey, we are on a journey and it's an arduous journey. It's a symbol, of course, for our journey from conception to Christ. Our whole life is a pilgrimage of sorts till we get to the promised land of heaven. And that's why we're here at Relevant Radio, try to help people get there and discover the purpose of their lives, Jesus Christ. Once again, let me give you that number to call, listener line. If you want to answer one of those trivia questions, 888-914-9149. I'm going to repeat the questions here. Question number four is, what two men were candidates for the position of the 12th apostle after Judas's death? Question number five, earthly treasures are destroyed by three things, according to the Bible. What are they? And then question number six, in what book of the Bible do you find these words? Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. All right, let's go to the phones right now. Let's go to Greg in Brandon, Florida. Hi, Greg.
Hey there, Cale.
Hey,
yeah,
good
that's
to hear
near
from
Tampa,
you.
Where the maple leaves beat the lightning.
Yeah, well, yeah, they haven't beaten the Panthers though, unfortunately, and my Leafs are in tough. I think we need to pray for the Leafs. If you can spare a prayer, they need it. They need it. They're down 3-0 going into tomorrow night. But I believe in miracles. I really do. This could be another miracle on ice, I'll tell you. But Greg, which question did you want to answer?
Yeah, question number six.
Okay, so
in the book of Samuel.
You are correct. You are absolutely correct. Way to go, Greg. All right, so that question, in which book of the Bible do you find the words, man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart? That comes from the first book of Samuel, specifically chapter 16, verse 7. And you know what this is about, right, Greg? You know who this was about, right?
Prophet going and anointing David.
That's right. That's right. David, you know, from a human perspective, he looks like, you know, he's too young. No, the Lord says, yep, he's the guy. Anoint this guy. The other ones might be taller. They might be even more handsome, more muscular. It doesn't matter. the Lord is not looking at human considerations here. He sees the heart. David had that heart, the heart of a man after God's own heart. Despite his many foibles, despite his many mistakes, and he made a lot of them, a lot of big ones. And that gives us hope, too, that we can find forgiveness. Hey, Greg, I appreciate you calling in from Florida. God bless you, and thanks for listening to The Cale Clark Show. Thank you, Greg. And again, just bragging rights here. We are a 501c3 charity, and we cannot legally give out prizes as much as we'd love to. But you get bragging rights with all your family and friends. So once again, 888-914-9149. Still got a couple questions on the table for this segment. So we got question six. Question four and five are still out there. Question four, what two men were candidates for the position of the 12th apostle after Judas's death? And then we have question number five. Earthly treasures are destroyed by three things. What are they? Do you know? Call in. 888-914-9149. And as you're calling in, an excellent chance to get in right now. I've got a couple lines just opened up, so call in if you think you know the answer. 888-914-9149. I have to share a pretty funny story with you guys, and it's from one of my favorite football players growing up, who's now a very famous coach. I'm talking about Jim Harbaugh from the University of Michigan, the Wolverines head coach of their football program. And producer Jim, do you have a little Hail to the Victors? A little fight song from the University of Michigan? There you go. All right, so, you know, I got to tell you, when I was a kid, the first football jersey I ever owned was a Jim Harbaugh Chicago Bears jersey. Can you believe that? Or number four for the Bears. But of course, he's probably more well-known now as a coach. And he was just interviewed, by the way, with Sports Illustrated. And the interview was published on Monday. And this is really funny. He's basically lamenting the fact that kids don't mow the lawn anymore. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Some older gents want to say, hey, get off my lawn. And he's saying, you got to get on the lawn. You got to mow it. And he, in this interview with Sports Illustrated, he talked about how he gets a lot of joy from cutting his own lawn. He's 59 years old now. And he said, believe it or not, he was asked, hey, if you weren't a football player and if you weren't a football coach, what would you have pursued? What kind of living would you have pursued? And he actually said, I would have been a lawnsman. A lawnsman. I didn't even know that was a word, but he wanted to be a lawnsman. He said, that's what I do. Mowing the lawn, he said, is one of the great feelings that I have in life. And Coach Harbaugh said it accomplishes three things. He said, number one, I'm clearing my mind when I'm cutting the grass. I'm thinking of new plays. I'm thinking of stuff for my work, new plays for the team. Number two, I feel good about what I accomplish. And number three, I either make money or I save money. If he makes money, does that mean that we can hire Jim Harbaugh to cut our grass? I don't know. Maybe he still is a lawnsman, you know, on the side. I don't know. I don't think he needs the cash. But I really like that. It's just this idea of the pride in cutting your own grass, you know, seeing those nice lines behind the mower. I love it. But he's right. He's right. One of the things that he said in the interview is that a lot of young people, they don't cut the grass. He says he drives around Ann Arbor, Michigan, the home of the University of Michigan, and he said it used to be kids mowing the lawns, and I was that kid out mowing lawns, earning some money. Now it's just a truck and a crew at every house. That is definitely true in my neighborhood. All I see are lawn care companies all over the place. I can't remember the last time I saw a kid cutting the grass at the home that they live in. Or even a dad, for that matter, or a mom. It's never that. It's always these lawn care crews that are out there in the burbs. And so, I don't know. Did you ever grow up cutting lawns for a living? I had a friend who had a lawn care business called The Cutting Edge. A lot of them were called that. It's not that original, but he actually did really, really well. He had hired other kids, and he had this small business going, and it really got him through university partially. So, it's a great thing, being out in nature, maybe getting away from the phone a little bit. I just thought that was kind of a throwback moment from kind of an old school kind of guy, Jim Harbaugh. I really thought that was really cool. Let me know your thoughts about that. Do you cut your own grass? 888-914-9149. So we'll be back with the answers to our trivia question. But right now, got a miracle moment for you right here on Relevant Radio.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Let's go to Steve in Minneapolis. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Cale. How you doing? I'm pleased to tell you that it was at the Easter Vigil that I, after a year of RCIA and a lot of soul searching, a lot of reading, a lot of listening to Cale Clark on the radio, I am now officially have come into the church.
Oh, thank God. Praise God, Steve. That is so amazing. Congratulations.
And Cale, I mean, thank you. And honestly, your show in particular really answered a lot of questions, and you didn't even realize this, but you are slowly discipling me over the last year through different radio episodes where I'd have questions. I just needed to call you and tell you that God used you to bring me home.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
If you'd like to support the work we're doing here at Relevant Radio, you can give us a call, 877-291-0123. This is Timory joining Cale Clark, and I'm asking you to support the Cale Clark program. We love this program at Relevant Radio. We're so happy that you do too. In fact, so many people have been telling us, and people including Shannon, Sandra, Jose, and Carrie, who have all donated in the last few minutes to support your program here on Relevant Radio, Cale.
Oh, thank you so much. You guys, I so appreciate you guys for keeping our show going. And you can do that by donating at 877-291-0123 or going to relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. And once again, if you give online, there's a special gift we're going to throw in for you. No matter what giving level you come in at, we're going to send you an MP3 talk by Monsignor James Shea on Mary. It's perfect for the month of May, going through the Marian dogmas. We get asked a lot of questions about this. What do they really mean? He's going to explain that. And the other thing you can do on the website, Timory, is check out the Pledge Drive premiums. These are gifts that we want to give to you, really just to show our appreciation for your support for us. Now, if you come in at this $1,200 giving level, $100 a month, there's an Our Lady of Guadalupe framed print. And what I love about this one, Timory, is it's very, very similar to the one that we have hanging in studio number 2 at our worldwide headquarters at Relevant Radio. And Father Rocky and I actually picked this out. We went to the Shrine of Christ Passion, Indiana. Just a beautiful place if you ever get a chance to go there. And there are all these images of Our Lady there. And Father said, I got to pick one for the studio. And I said, I like this one, Our Lady of Guadalupe. And he's like, yeah, me too. Let's go for it. So we brought it back. It was really fun. Last time I was in town just a few days ago, I got to see it in the studio. And you can have one just like it in your home. Our Lady of Guadalupe means so much to us, patroness of the Americas, and she's really the patroness of Relevant Radio too. We ask for her intercession to get us over the finish line in this pledge drive. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app is where you can give, or call 877-291-0123. Every gift, no matter how small, no matter how large, is matched 100%. It's a great deal, but it's only for the next few minutes, Timory.
Yes, you can donate now. We only have so many available. If you would like this, come in at that $1,200 level to give today. You can even break it up throughout the year. Donate now by going to 877-291-0123 is the number, relevantradio.com. And if you're not listening on the Relevant Radio app, that's the easiest way. Just tap the banner on the Relevant Radio app. It will prompt you for how you can give, to submit your information. And your donation is tax deductible as well. So please support the work we're doing here at Relevant Radio. That number is 877-291-0123. Give hope and support the Cale Clark Show today on Relevant Radio.
This is the Cale Clark Show, giving you the confidence you need to bring the faith into everyday life.
Okay, are you guys ready to get the answers to our next set of trivia questions? We got some callers that think they know what the answers are. If you think you know, you can call in right now, 888-914-9149. All right, let's go to Dan in Reno, Nevada. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the program.
Cale, thank you.
You got it. You got it. Now, which question did you want to answer?
4.
Okay, so that's question number 4. Which two men were candidates for the position of the 12th apostle after Judas's death? What do you say, Dan?
Matthias and Barnabas.
Matthias and Barnabas. You know what? I got some news for you. You are... can I give this to you? I'm gonna have to go to the judges on this one. All right, you said Barnabas, right? I know what you really meant to say. It was Barsabbas. Barsabbas. Joseph called Barsabbas. The judges say, yep, that's good. Dan is the man. He's got it. All right. So it's Joseph called Barsabbas and Matthias, Acts chapter 1, verse 23. And of course, Matthias got it. They kind of drew straws, if you will. And you might think, oh, that's a game of chance. Why are they doing this to figure out who the 12th apostle is going to be? Well, it wasn't really a game of chance. In fact, this is how they picked the priests who were going to serve on duty in the temple. It fell by lot to the father of John the Baptist. And that's at the beginning of the Gospel of Luke, the Annunciation to Zechariah, before the Annunciation to Mary. And it fell by lot that he was on duty in the temple as a priest. And then, by the way, Luke writes the Acts of the Apostles too. This is what's he really saying there? He's saying that the apostles are priests as well. It's very subtle, but that's really what he's trying to say here. This is how they chose the priests on duty, and now this is how they're going to choose the next apostle on duty, because there's got to be 12. Because Jesus, of course, picked 12. 12 tribes of Israel. It's got to be 12. He can't have 11, so they had to replace Judas. So, Dan, you got it. I'm so excited. I'm losing my voice. Oh. Mm. All right, I had to get some water there. Whew, that was unbelievable. Dan, thank you so much for listening in Reno, Nevada. You have bragging rights, my friend. All right, let's go now to Barbara in Staten Island. Hey, Barbara.
Hi.
Santa Barbara, I guess we could call you. Hopefully we're all saints in the making, right? So,
oh, yeah.
Which question did you want to answer?
I have given in my answer for the one about what destroys the three worldly ways.
Yeah, the scripture says that earthly treasures are destroyed by three things. What are they? Can you tell me, Barbara?
I had said faith, hope, and charity.
Okay, so those are the three theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity, or faith, hope, and love. Same thing. But that's not the correct answer. What this actually is, this is a reference to the earthly treasures are destroyed by three things. Well, Jesus said that, actually. This is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. It's part of the Sermon on the Mount. And he said the earthly treasures are destroyed by moths, rust, and thieves. He said, don't lay up treasure for yourselves on earth where moths come in and eat and rust, you know, gets at the precious metals. Bitcoin, I don't know if Bitcoin can rust or not, but, you know, gold, silver, thieves can steal stuff. Hey, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, and moths can't get to it. No moths in heaven, thank goodness. No rust, no thieves, and so your treasures are safe there. So good run at it, Barbara. I appreciate that call, Barbara in Staten Island. So that's what we're really trying to do during this Pledge Drive week here. Lay up treasures in heaven. And when you make an investment in Relevant Radio, you're investing in eternity, the work with souls. It's always going to be a good investment. It's forever, literally. And your dollars are matched 100% if you go to relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. All right. We still have one question out there. It is, of course, did we get that one? No, we got that one already. We got that one. So we're good. We're done. We got them all. Yay, we did it. All right, let's go to Carmela in Chicago. Hi, Carmela.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
It's funny you
mentioned lawn mowing because next door neighbor's son just came over and asked us to mow our lawn for us. And I have a grandson
in
Florida that has a business doing that.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And I want to know why everybody says Guadalupe is the patroness of our country when we were consecrated to the Immaculate Conception in 1792 by Father John Carroll.
Oh, wow. You know your American history really well. That's really intriguing. Well, I really appreciate that call. And it's nice to know. It's really nice to know that there are still neighbors out there who will come and say, hey, I want to mow your lawn today. Out of the goodness of my heart. I love it. Neighborly love is a great thing to share with our friends, our family members, everybody around us. Serving our neighbors, creating community. We've got a great community here at Relevant Radio, don't we? It's really a family. And we want to just celebrate that this week during our Give Hope campaign. Thank you so much for being a part of it. So hang tight. I'm going to be joined by Timory for these next few minutes. It's a way that you can really make a difference right now. So stay with me now.
Support the Cale Clark Show. The number is 877-291-0123. So many people are saying we love the work of Relevant Radio. We love the Cale Clark Show. Dan, Stephen, Philomena, and Juvie have all donated supporting the Relevant Radio Cale Clark program here. And Lori said, I just want to say thank you to Cale. I truly enjoy this program as it's educational and I've learned so much. I'm grateful that you've joined the Relevant Radio team, Cale.
Oh, thank you, Lori. I really appreciate that. I'm happy to be part of the team. Never have I been happier to be picked for a team, you know, in the Sandlot. Maybe I was the last pick in a baseball game, but I'm just thankful to be on this team. And I really appreciate you. And I also appreciate so many of you who have given online. Anthony in Alameda, California gave a gift online of $200, Timory. Thank you, Anthony. And that becomes $400 because of our matching program, which is only in effect for these next few minutes. So it's a great chance to get in on this and try to help us to reach our goal. And so we have an anonymous donor as well in Minneapolis who gave $25. That becomes $50 online. Thank you so much. You're going to be getting that MP3 talk by Monsignor Shea as well. Juvie in Chicago came in at that $50 level as well. That becomes $100. Thank you so much, Juvie. Really appreciate that. Obviously, as Scripture says, St. Paul says, our Lord loves a cheerful giver. And really, we cannot outdo our Lord in generosity, Timory. I'm sure you've experienced this many times in your own life as well.
Overwhelmingly so. And even just seeing what happens here at Relevant Radio, and we're a little worried, are we going to have what we need? God always provides. Maybe not right when we hope, but He does provide. And yesterday, we ended the day a little short here at Relevant Radio, but you know, we heard from Josh Raymond and everyone behind the scenes. They said, you know what? I'm smiling because it's not my timing. And that is what I've experienced in my own life as well, Cale. You pray for something, and sometimes it's a no, sometimes it's a not yet, but God's generosity cannot be outdone. And that's what we have to share here. We're so grateful for that. And I think people need to hear that, Cale, that God's generosity is not outdone. He provides just in the timing for exactly what we need.
Yeah, that's so true, Timory. 877-291-0123 is the number to call. But it's even faster to go on the app on relevantradio.com as well on our website. You can simply tap and see all the Pledge Drive premiums that we have. And it's so true. I loved it when Josh said that yesterday, Timory. He just kind of smiled. You know what? Maybe we didn't reach our target for yesterday, but guess what? The week's not over yet. And God is just encouraging us to trust Him even more. You can't do it without me, He's saying to us. And that's what He said in the Gospel of John. Without me, you can do a few good things. No, He said you can do nothing, absolutely nothing. So it's all in His hands. Lord, we're putting this all in your hands. If you want Relevant Radio to continue, you've got to move the hearts of people. 877-291-0123, the Relevant Radio app, relevantradio.com. Great ways to give, great ways to donate. If you want the Patrick Madrid Show to continue in the mornings, if you want Drew Mariani to keep going with the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, and it's so important that we plead, God, please show us your mercy and love. If you want that to keep going, lives change. We've seen so many and heard so many miracle moments this week that have been shared with us from Neil and all the great production work that he does there. Thank you, Neil. It just really reminds us of the faithfulness of God, and he will never, ever leave his children hanging, and he's not going to leave you hanging either. If you make an investment in eternity, he's going to take care of you. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app, 877-291-0123.
And Cale, we're a little behind this year. You know, we're looking at the fundraising. We haven't even reached $1 million yet. It's the end of the second day of Pledge Drive, and we're really running short here. So if you can support the work we're doing to continue to bring this program for free to you, for free to others, to literally change what's happening in the culture today, do that by supporting us. You know, Sandra from Oceanside, California, shout out Sandra. She just gave for a second time this week. She gave $25.
Thanks, Sandra.
You know, she said, you know, I can be a little more generous. Maybe you can too. Maybe you can give a second time or give a little more than you originally planned.
Lois in Richmond, California said, you are Superman. No, she didn't say that. But Lois, thank you so much. You're our hero. You just gave $100. That becomes $200. Brenda in Salt Lake City just gave $600, a recurring gift online. She's a new donor in Salt Lake City, Utah. Thank you so much, Brenda. God bless you. And if you want to get in, get your gift match right now. Only a few seconds left to do so. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or 877-291-0123. Thank you for helping us to give hope.